This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I personally am not ready for some football, but time and tide wait for no man, I guess. The NFL season starts tonight, and I will tell you what, it is going to be really, really geeky out there. The NFL is apparently among the highest tech sporting experiences on this planet. Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, is here to make me smart about that. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Guy.
Let's do the infrastructure part of this thing first, the stadiums. I mean, they're getting there high-tech-wise.
Yeah, the stadiums have gotten pretty impressive, and part of the reason is that it's hard to get people to pay the hundreds of dollars to go to a football game at all, especially when the TVs look so good these days. But the other reason is that those games can be kind of boring in person, and so, you know, I mean, it's a four-hour game with 16 minutes of gameplay, TV timeouts. So what they're doing is they're trying to make it worth their while. And that includes everything from getting there, the Dallas Cowboys and the Levi's Stadium where the 49ers play. Yeah. They've got these apps that give people traffic information, maps to their seats, parking coupons. You can even at Levi's Stadium, you can use the app to order food right to your seat.
Wow.
And then there's tech for those TV timeouts. Like they'll have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth beacons that can send you stats or coupons. The Cowboys Stadium actually has touch screens so that you can walk over and look up player bios while you're waiting for the game to start again.
That seems like a lot. But anyway, all right, so what about staying home and watching games on the tube, right? Because honestly, that's my vote.
Yeah, exactly. And that's going to be a little geekier, too. There's definitely going to be a lot more data. In tonight's opener and actually throughout the season, every single NFL player now will have these radio transmitters, their RFID transmitters in their shoulder pads, and they can track everything the player is doing, their position on the field, how fast they're running, how quickly they accelerate, how far they've gone. And some of that data is going to show up in broadcast. They'll give you, you know, like a little Fitbit readout of what the players are doing. And then it'll be integrated into apps on the Xbox One and Windows 10. So you can sort of make it like your own personal video game.
Well, tell me more about the players then and what they're going to be. I mean, it sounds like they're going to be wired up.
Yeah, the players are probably the biggest guinea pigs of all in all of this. They're all going to be wired up with these radio transmitters. They're all going to get their own data. So it's, again, it's like they're wearing their own really advanced versions of a Nike Fuel Band or a Fitbit. So they'll get all their personal data so they can try to run faster and, you know, improve their endurance. And they're also doing things. There's a company called Striver that's actually using virtual reality to have players run plays over and over, like relive the field in VR. And there's six NFL teams working on that. I actually visited Stanford. Their virtual human interface lab is where they're testing a lot of this. And a professor, Jeremy Bilinson, is one of the co-founders of Striver. And here's how he said the NFL is using this program.
Okay. They are using this program like a pilot would use a flight simulator. And that's actually a really good metaphor, because why do you use a flight simulator? Because flying planes is dangerous, so you don't want someone to have an injury while practicing. Flying planes are expensive, and you can't waste practice time on all the fuel on all of the planes. It's similarly expensive to have all the other players on the field with you, whereas in VR, your players are there at the snap of a finger, and they're always there. Mistakes are free in VR.
Oh, that's a good line.
And it means these guys aren't going to be getting concussions in practice.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Molly Wood, she is our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.